train fares will go up by 100% within the next 3 weeks after government has given the green light. This was one of the decisions taken at yesterday's meeting involving the Chief of Staff, railway workers and the Transport Ministry, following a sit-down strike by the workers who protested against their poor working conditions. The Deputy Minister of Transport, Joyce Bawa Mukhtari, told Radio Ghana that government is concerned about the low salaries of the workers and the dwindling fortunes of the railway company. According to her, though the increase in the fares will not solve all the problems of the workers, it will go a long way to raise their standards a bit. She spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
We've agreed that immediately we'll try and increase the fares for now. Remember that for passenger services, they're actually charging 1 cedi per trip. What we hope to do is to at least inch it upward slightly to 2 cedis. This, I'm sure, would at least raise their income level slightly to meet most of the challenges that they encounter as workers of that company. We've also agreed to improve upon the services. Currently, they run a morning and evening service. We are hopeful that a third service will be included for the noon or lunchtime peak services. This, I'm sure, will go a long way to improve upon their finances presently. Government will continue in its endeavor to find the requisite investors for the revamping and modernization of that sector.
You mentioned increasing transport fares from 1 cedi per trip to 2 cedis. Now, are you not considering the ordinary Ghanaian who is also agitating for the fact that economic conditions in the country are not good enough?
Remember that railway services are actually a subsidized service, which is why it has stayed at 1 cedi for so long. As I speak to you now, the approval has just come. We would require the requisite 21 days within which to notify and circulate the newly increased fares. Even with this increment to 2 cedis, they will still be unable to raise adequate funds to service themselves, to maintain the tracks, and of course to train as well as procure the requisite equipment to maintain those services. We must all remember that their salaries have remained very, very low in the view of the growing conditions and as well as our economic conditions. So yes, we are looking at their base salaries and hoping that we can augment them to an extent to help alleviate their suffering as well as challenges.
Are these workers of the railway company not migrated onto the single spine salary structure?
They are not part of the workforce that can be migrated onto the single spine salary structure. They are a limited liability company with shareholders. So what they are supposed to do is to generate enough funds to pay themselves and to pay for their services.